Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, are scheduled to speak at Senator Tom Harkin's Steak Fry this weekend, the last one. Joining us to talk a few minutes about it, someone who has many past Harkin Steak Fries under her belt, if I may say so, Kay Henderson, News Director for Radio Iowa. Hello, Kay.
Good day.
Good day to you. When was the last time Hillary Clinton was in Iowa?
On January 3rd, 2008, she gave a speech on caucus night in the Hotel Fort Des Moines to her supporters. And as you recall, she finished third that evening in the Iowa caucuses.
Let's listen to a little bit of that audio. Hillary Clinton, then the Democratic presidential candidate, speaking. Actually, this is at the Harkin Steak Fry back in 2007, talking about the Clinton economic record.
You know, just a few years ago, we had a balanced budget and a surplus. We saw the creation of 22 million new jobs and more people lifted out of poverty than at any time in our history. Why, even Alan Greenspan, a self-professed Republican, gives my husband credit for doing such a good job on the economy.
Familiar voice to Iowans, Kay. Tell us, how far back does this relationship between the Clintons and the Harkins go back?
It was solidified during the 1992 presidential campaign. For Iowans who weren't around the state at that time or paying attention, Tom Harkin actually ran for president in 1992. He won the Iowa caucuses going away. He won a couple of other states and did well in some others. He did not do well in New Hampshire and ultimately dropped out of the race. And when he dropped out, he threw his support to Clinton. And that really solidified the relationship between the two couples. If you step back and think about these two couples at the time, they were very similar. You had the men in the relationship actively pursuing elected office, and you had the women in those relationships actively pursuing a legal and corporate career.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a lot in common.
This is Senator Harkin's last Steak Fry. It's become quite a marker on the political landscape here.
Exactly.
You spoke with Nancy Bobo. You spoke with her, who has difficulty hearing. She says she's going to this year's Harkin Steak Fry out of respect for Senator Tom Harkin for his work on the Americans with Disabilities Act.
So I hope that as much as anything, it's a fine tribute to Tom Harkin and all he's done for us, because he has done a tremendous amount of work for Iowans, and our life has changed because of it.
And so Kay, we have these two parts here, the final steak fry by a senator, long-serving Senator Harkin, but also these high-profile visits, right? And we assume this is the ramping up to possibly another attempt at the nomination by Hillary Clinton.
Right. And, of course, Bill Clinton gets third billing in this. Bruce Braley, who might have been hoping for, you know, sort of a torch passing event, isn't even in the top bill here, if you will.
He'll be present, though?
He'll be present, I'm told, but he will not be, of course, the focus of this. Hillary Clinton will be the focus of this. A number of journalists from the nation's capital and all over the world, actually, are flying in to see this event. As I described it to someone several months ago when, you know, the rumor was that perhaps Hillary Clinton would be the final guest at the final Harkin Steak Fry, I suggested that this event would be nuclear. And indeed, it sort of has in the political world become nuclear because, as previously mentioned, Hillary Clinton hasn't set foot in the state and she's made all sorts of moves to prepare for a presidential campaign. She's written a book, which, of course, we expect, I guess, our presidential candidates of the future to write some sort of a book and then launch a campaign. Mitt Romney did it last time around. I could go through a whole laundry list of people who have done that.
Mm-hmm.
So the expectation here is that the speech that she gives on Sunday will give us some hints as to what the platform might be for her run in 2016. The other interesting thing that people might have recalled as they heard that speech from Hillary Clinton and just that segment you played from 2007 is that one of the arguments that she was making in 2007 here in Iowa for the 2008 caucuses was that she should be reelected because she was sort of a co-pilot for the Clinton presidency. Mm-hmm. And remember how great the economy was during the late 1990s. And we can have that again if you elect me, mm-hmm. because we knew how to run the machinery of the nation's economy. If you think about it, 2016 is even farther removed from the last century. And so it will be interesting if she chooses to, again, hearken, if you will, back to <Right. laughs> the Clinton years, the Clinton legacy, or if because of her platform of serving as the country's Secretary of State, she will shift to presenting herself as someone who has a keen eye and a focus on the U.S. presence on the world stage at a time when people in our country are hearing about this group called ISIS or ISIL or ISO or whatever we might mm-hmm. call it. But people seem to be focused on that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking for whether she focuses on the past or on the future.
Who would have thought when this started, as you brought out in your reporting, back in 1972, drew about 50 people. Right. And now how many people are expected to attend?
You know, in 2007, there were 12,000 people who attended the Harkin Steak Fry. And that year, all of the Democrats who were seeking the nomination spoke at the event, as did Senator Harkin. In 2003, when all of the field of candidates spoke, there were about 10,000 people who came. So I would imagine that there will be legions of people there. I can't even begin to guess how many people will be in attendance at this year's Steak Fry.
Okay. Good luck covering it,
Kay
Henderson.
Thank you very much.
We always enjoy your reporting. Thank you for the audio you brought along this time. Kay Henderson, news director for Radio Iowa.